SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
In this bulletin, three Australian Air Force transport planes depart for Vanuatu to help with rescue efforts after a deadly earthquake. The mid-year budget update released. And in women's cricket, Australia prepares to defend its Rose Bowl title against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Three Air Force transport planes are departing Australia for Vanuatu today, carrying a rescue team and a medical assistance team. Aftershocks, including one 6.1 magnitude quake, have further complicated rescue efforts in Vanuatu, after an initial 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck the island nation. At least 14 people are dead, and that number is expected to increase. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says there are no reports of Australian casualties from the earthquake. He says Australian officials will maintain communications with the Vanuatu government to find out what further assistance is needed. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he believes the federal government has steered the economy in the right direction as he released the mid-year budget update. It shows a $1.3 billion projected improvement in the budget bottom line for 2024-25 to $26.9 billion. After two consecutive surpluses, the update does confirm the budget is headed for deficits, four in a row, that will amount to $143.9 billion, almost $22 billion more than projected in May. A loss in mining export revenue has reduced the available funds, while adding to the deficit has been government spending on compensation for veterans and Medicare. Dr. Chalmers says it's been a challenging economic environment.
So we've struck the right balances in our economic strategy and in the budget update today. We've maintained a primary focus on inflation and the cost of living without ignoring our broader responsibilities to people when it comes to Medicare and medicines and pensions and the like, and also without ignoring the very substantial risks to growth. We have escaped a negative quarter of growth to date. Our gross debt position is a fraction of what we see in comparable countries.
Retired radio host Alan Jones has appeared in the Sydney court on assault charges. The 26 charges have now been increased to 34 in total, covering indecent assault and sexual touching incidents over a period of two decades until 2019. An additional alleged victim has come forward, increasing the number to 10. In the Downing Centre local court, the lawyer for Mr. Jones, Brian Wrench, was successful in having the bail terms varied. He told the magistrate his client intended to fight the charges against him through a court trial to clear his name. The 83-year-old has been excused from appearing at his next court date in March. In the United States, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Luigi Mangione has already been charged with murder in the December 4 killing of Brian Thompson, but the additional terrorism charge is new. The 26-year-old is set to appear in court in the next 24 hours to determine whether he will be extradited to New York on the charges. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says prosecutors will argue the killing was premeditated and designed to intimidate.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation. It occurred in one of the most bustling parts of our city, threatening the safety of local residents and tourists alike, commuters and business people just starting out on their day.
The World Health Organization and the International Organization for Migration have called for stronger efforts to ensure equitable access to healthcare for migrants as the world observes International Migrants Day. This year is the 24th annual observance of the day, coinciding with the passage of the Migrant Workers Convention by the UN General Assembly, which outlines the human rights for migrants and their families, including health and working conditions. Sydney resident Phoebe Combs migrated to Australia in the 1990s to connect with her mother. She told SBS Filipino she reflects on the journey of coming to call Australia home.
At that time, race is still a big thing, whereas now it's completely different. It's all about, your actual, what you can bring to the company or what you can do versus to where you came from. We have evolved, I think, and everyone's regarded with their own merit. I am not in the medical field. I'm actually in the construction field. So to be, I guess, a Filipino, a woman, to be in a field like that is, I think, we've come a long way.
And in women's cricket, Australia could leave it late to decide if captain Alyssa Healy plays in her one-day series opener against New Zealand. Healy has missed more than a month of cricket since suffering a knee complaint during the WBBL, including 3 ODIs against India last week. Thursday's Rose Bowl opener against New Zealand kicks off 3 50-over games in 5 days, before Australia have a 2.5-week gap ahead of the Ashes. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.